Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Phillies baseball once again on the air tonight. Uh-oh, might be a little rain. Tell Murph to get ready.
Well, he had a rain delay last
night.
Oh,
yeah, and today, maybe tomorrow, too.
Yeah. Woo! Start working, bud.
The Top 5 of 5 is presented by Paramount Plus. You know Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Watch the new season of Tulsa King, now streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So what I have for you today, the five things that are back, including, again, one guy who has been absent from the drop board for a while, making his presence felt earlier today.
Okay.
Starting at number five, though.
It won't be me.
It won't be. Well, you never
That's
go away.
That's what I'm saying. I'm never absent from
Yeah,
from
you're
drop
Mr.
Board.
Drop Board.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The five things that are back. Number five is Therapy Couch Jack. I appreciate having a lot of the callers' numbers. You know, we're all good friends.
Right.
But, oh, my goodness. I got to massage some relationships here.
Oh, you're not on the couch for therapy.
No, I'm the guy.
You're the doctor.
I'm
the
one.
Therapist.
Got you.
Yeah.
You're the therapist. Got you.
Everything's fine. We're all a family. Love what you bring to the show. Everyone.
Oh, this is show-related.
Yes, it's a show-related. I mean,
why does everyone have your number?
It's a good question.
Okay.
So it started with the Fantasy League.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah,
that's why I got most of these, our lovely listeners' numbers. And then some would like DM me. I'd be like, just here's my number. All right. I don't feel like checking my DMs. But now it's turned
you
into.
Probably
this.
Wish you hadn't done that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which, again, is fine. I got to be the liaison.
Am I causing this?
Yes.
Yeah,
mostly all of it. Yeah. Which is, again, fine. All a team here, all one big family. Just letting you know, one of the the things that aren't talked about on the air as part of my job is massaging everyone's relationship here.
Wow. I'm sorry, Jack.
It's all good.
That is awesome.
We're all one big happy family.
Yeah.
Just letting everyone know, I'm not a big, complaint guy.
Yeah.
I'll listen.
And then you'll complain about it on the radio.
And then I'll complain about it on the radio.
Yep.
On the radio. The fourth thing that is back is, and Ike predicted this right after the trade happened. But people have turned on the Duran intro. Megadelphia is back.
Yeah.
Stop showing. You can go to commercial break. Go to commercial break. I don't want to see it. Now, if he's locked down, sign me up.
We would love it, yeah.
Holy cow. When he comes in and lets a home run to some scrub-ass Marlin at 102 miles an hour, don't want to see it. Don't want to see it. Don't care. Like, he should get it taken away until he starts doing better. It's so annoying. He's got to earn it. And two home runs his last four outings, and you know, five earned runs as he's come here. Not good enough.
Yeah. I like that one. There's two good ones so far.
Number three, the third thing that is back is sports fan spike. And what I mean by that.
What is sports fan spike?
Well, because listen, when you're the PD, you kind of only had to really focus on basketball.
Yes.
You know? But now, you got every single football stat. How much the Eagles are blitzing. You know, freaking, what's his face? Vic Fangio has blitzed more in the last three games. It has an entire tenure as the Eagles defensive coordinator. It's like, oh my goodness. This is the problem with you being the host now, is you get so locked in
on these sports things. Yeah.
It's baseball. You know, you get opinion on everything in baseball now.
I'm a sports radio host.
I know. But I'm not.
Are you mad at me for being too informed about what I'm talking about?
No, it's just a big adjustment.
Okay.
Now it's just an absurd level of locked in. It makes me happen to be 10 times more locked in because I can't have my turf being stomped all over. I mean, it's sports fan spike.
I told you, you've invaded his space. Yeah. Yes, you have invaded
now
his
space. Problems on the show before. that won't happen again.
Yeah.
But
oh, that is awesome.
Sports fan spike.
It's true,
man.
Though, man. I've noticed a lot more knowledge coming out of you, man. A lot more research and everything else, man. So it's a little bit of an overload, frankly.
Was my text message this morning a problem about the kickoffs? You guys didn't even respond to it.
We
totally ignored that. Yes.
Any text that's further
than that long? Yeah, are you kidding me?
No interest.
I didn't know all of the ins and outs of the kickoff rules.
Now you know the ins and outs of the kickoff rules.
I do. It's interesting, though.
It's really not interesting.
Kind of interesting.
I love it. I just think it's funny.
He wrote it out there. I'm like, okay. All right. It's good to have.
Sorry. What I'm doing.
I know. PD Spike had a real job.
Yeah. You know? Not me now. This is my job now. Yeah.
Everyone's aware. Yeah. Everyone's aware. All right. The second thing that is back. Oh, man. Someone has a discerning opinion from that of Eagles Twitter. Now Drew Brees' whole career is actually a sham. He was a loser. Because he said that the Eagles offense is boring, which everyone agrees with. Everyone agrees on game day how boring the Eagles offense is. He says it's boring, and it's like Drew Brees never won a big game in his life. His first Super Bowl didn't even matter. Jeff Saturday called him a check down Charlie today.
Yeah.
He threw for 5,000 yards
in
like three straight years.
Well, and Jeff Saturday did that because he is a big run the ball guy. He's an offensive lineman.
But did we see him down at the Super Bowl?
Yes. So I love Jeff Saturday because last year when he was doing this, it was fun to watch because he was a big believer in Saquon running the football. But now his argument is run the football at any cost. And I'm like, well, Jeff, we're only averaging 3.3 yards per carry. Man.
Right.
Yes. It's not last year right now.
By the way, what's his name? The quarterback.
Drew Brees.
He didn't even say the offense was bad.
No.
He just said it was boring.
He just said it's boring to watch.
He said he hates watching it. So do I.
Many people do.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't be surprised that a quarterback would be like, eh.
Yes. Yes.
A quarterback that threw for over 5,000 yards, I think, three times. Yeah, I think he would be more interested in throwing the ball than he is running the ball.
Especially when he sees the receivers.
If I was not an Eagles fan, there is no way in hell I would enjoy watching the Eagles.
I was not an Eagles fan,
yeah.
Push, banned. Needs to be banned.
Oh, yeah, that's a part of the boring, too. You know, that's a part of it. Yes. Yeah. Wow.
But
we win a lot of games, though.
Yeah,
man.
We win a lot of games.
Super Bowl MVP.
And Jalen and Drew Brees are the same amount as Super Bowls. So
he's
a loser.
But we've been more.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. But the number one thing that is back is Nick Sirianni Welcome back to the drop board.
Oh, really?
We had a good version of sophomoric Nick today at the Eagles press conference.
Some of the pass plays have been, not particularly in sync, guys on top of each other. Is that a product of design or guys not running the correct routes?
Yeah, we don't like to put guys on top of each other.
Oh, wow. He knew it. He wanted to say pause.
He loved it.
Yeah, you could tell.
He was having such a good time there.
Yeah, he knew it.
Yeah.
He knew it. He heard it when Jeff, was that Jeff?
Some of the pass plays have been
that sounds
been,
like Jeff.
Not particularly in sync, guys on top of each other. Is that a product of design or guys not running the correct routes?
Yeah, we don't like to put guys on top of each other.
Yeah. And that's why he answered it that way, too.
Yes. Oh, yeah, he loves it.
Yeah, he heard that, yeah.
Oh, he loves it.
That was nice.
That is a good one.
It did happen a couple times, too, during the game.
Well, the Jahan Dotson one was crazy.
Yeah.
Ran to the same spot.
Yes. And then got in the way of the ball. Might have been a completion if he didn't put his hands up. This hour is...
Put your hands up.
What song is that?
Sorry about that.
No, it's all right.
Is that Tupac song?
No, it's not.
This hour is sponsored, is it one of the four that Jack knows? This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second at half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What's up, Yosh?
Hi, Spike Eskins.
Whoa.
Hi, big guy. Yaggy baby.
What did I do?
What up, Yosh? What's going on?
Hey. I'd definitely be on that couch, but my sessions don't last long. I just sent a gift. It's a gift, right? To explain what's name, how I'm feeling. But then I resort to my punching bag. I have Spike. I have a T-shirt over my punching bag, and it's just Spike.
What did I do?
Give him a couple love taps. I mean, really hard love taps. I'm good. That's what you got to do.
What did I do?
Nothing. If you don't know, we can't solve the problem. Oh.
I think they're picking on you now, Spike.
What's up, baby?
All right, okay. What's
I'm
up,
breaking
Yoshi?
Your stones now.
Jeez,
yes.
Man.
You daggone right, I'm going to break your stones. Just wait till I get off this call. Real quick, man. What's your name? You made me think about it. We do, man. First of all, let me give you this. 13-3, 37-10, over 4,000. 11-6, 36-15 over 4,000. 13-3, 35-14 interceptions over 4,000. What's name? You can throw the ball, throw interceptions, still throw a lot of touchdowns, win games, and have a lot of yards. That's Josh Allen's numbers when he went consecutive seasons throwing multiple double-digit interceptions, but still, what's name, getting in the end zone and going over 4,000 yards. You like that, don't you, Spike? I use one of your boys. What's name? You can do it.
Well, I just like that everyone I like that everyone has I like that everyone has woken up from their psychosis that not throwing the ball is just fine and it's good not to turn the ball over.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm a Jalen, what's the name, guard dog, what's the name? But at the same time, I'm a realist. I keep it real, what's the name? But Ike Reese was saying, like, you gave one of y'all gave the stats. You reeled off the numbers of how many times he attempted a game. And when you do those numbers, it averages 30 attempts a game passing the ball. And that year in 2022, he averaged 247 yards passing, 66% completion, a 101.5 QBR. We went to the Super Bowl on top of only throwing the six interceptions y'all was talking about. A.J. What's-name almost caught 1,500 yards, 1,496. Devontae What's-name had 1,296. Miles had 1,269 daggone yards rushing. What's-name, you got to run this offense like, I pull up, pick me up, because I'm riding shotgun. We got to throw that thing around the park, What's-name. Pause. I used to throw it around.
It's okay.
Not no more. I'm married. But What's-name, we got to swing that thing, man. Dang, I keep on messing up. I don't know what I'm talking about. We got to get the job done. And I was so hyped to talk about Barbara Eden yesterday. God, Mike, don't cut me off yet. He was, let me stop. And, Spike.
Yeah.
You find a way to talk about Baker Mayfield every daggone day. You know, I started last week. Ever since last Monday, you have said Baker's name on the radio every daggone day. You know what? You're going to give your pet the best for you. You want to get the best for your pet? Go to dogsandcats.com. You know what? I think I'm going to name Rebel Baker. You know?
Do they
what?
Have Baker Mayfield dog jerseys yet?
They do not.
Man,
not up here.
We'll say, hey, man, get your blue chew it and do it. It'll help you do it whenever, wherever. You know what gets me pumped up? When Baker Mayfield takes stuff.
All right.
It's called a big dose of D.
Look, I'm just glad that my guy is starting to get some national recognition for being one of the best quarterbacks in football.
So bad this weekend, so you're shut up. For real. It's about you this Sunday. I love you. You know I love you. But it's about you this Sunday for me.
It's about, I want the Eagles to win.
You. Okay. I hope they smack him in his mouth. I want you to be able to say nothing. Say this is 40 interceptions. You know what, Baker Phil's still weak, though. You know, I parlayed on him this week. I want them to beat him this weekend, and not the Bucks. I want them to beat him. Beat
wow.
him bad. Beat him bad. Shut him down.
Do you think it's...
Shut up.
Okay, Yosh.
All right. Thank you for the call, Yosh.
Listen to this.
All right.
Just hit me in the back.
All right, I hear you hitting the back. All right, get out.
He sent me a photo. He really has a shirt drawn with your face on it on the punching bag.
What did I do?
I don't know.
We left a bunch of guys on the board yesterday. Yoshi was one of them. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's probably been there.
Yeah.
You know what? You know, Yoshi is hitting the punching bag regardless.
Yes.
But throwing a picture of you on there, it's a little extreme.
Yeah.
A little extreme. I thought we were all family.
Well, sort of seems like maybe Yoshi feels about me like I feel about Baker. Maybe Yoshi's thinking about me a little too much.
Yeah.
Maybe thinking about me a little too much.
You do know that we're in line for they beat Tampa. They beat Baker.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, he doesn't have his weapons.
Just want you to know we're in line for that.
He doesn't. I've already heard.
Yeah, who's he throwing to?
Well, I've already heard so many times this week that when we lose to Tampa, we don't have our guys and blah 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 blah. But it's not going to matter if Baker doesn't have Mike Evans or his offensive lineman or whatever.
All right.
But look, whatever. I want the Eagles to win.
Let's put that one. Make that clear.
Put that in there. Yes.
However, if the Eagles were to lose because Baker played great. You know, they got to lose some games.
Sure.
You know.
Schedule loss.
Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the Mark's difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Do the last two Phillies games have you concerned at all? The final count, 50.4% say no, 49.6% say yes.
Oh, so it's gone down.
Yeah. Wind up basically at 50-50. Bill in the Poconos. You're in WIP. What's up, Bill?
Hey, Ike, Spike, and Fritz, how you guys doing?
What's up, Bill?
Hey, I want to talk Eagles, but Ike, I got a story for you. I played basketball against you in a charity game up here at Penn State campus in Hazleton.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember that or
I
not.
I do.
Wow, when was that?
You guys brought up Mike Caldwell, Hollis Thomas, Bobby Taylor,
mm-hmm.
Luther Broughton, Donovan McNabb when he was a rookie.
Yeah.
And I think it was Barry Gardner.
Yep, BG was with us.
Do you remember, because you were talking about vertical on Monday, about your vertical and Jordan Davis running, and it reminded me, Hollis Thomas He got up. He did the jump ball. He got up and beat a guy that we had 6'6" jumping ball, and he won the tip.
Pause. Yeah, I remember that. You know, Hollis was our point guard too.
Hollis was?
Yeah.
Hollis jumped ball and was your point guard?
Yeah, I mean,
was he Magic Johnson?
Well, no. It's just that he wanted to control tempo.
Oh,
yes. Okay.
Is he a good basketball player, Hollis?
Well, he controls tempo.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, you know, I just wanted to shoot.
Right, yeah. Right.
That was the game, Bill, that Luther dunked the ball and broke the backboard, right?
We had to stop the game. He shattered the backboard.
He shattered the backboard, yeah.
He shattered it?
Yeah. Glass Reverse fell all in dunk. I think we was playing against the mayor of Hazleton too, right? The glass fell all in his hair and everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lou Barletta. Ended up being a senator.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember that.
He had to go to the hospital because the ring came down and cut his arm.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, that was.
Sounds like an event.
And I distinctly remember, I mean, I thought I was a good basketball player. I grew up in Bucks County. I played in the Philadelphia Catholic League. I thought I was good, but I was the point guard, and it was 10-0 in like 1 minute because I had 5 turnovers.
Yeah.
Ah.
What'd you remember about my game?
You talked a lot of smack, is what
that's true.
Sounds like
that's
I.
True. That's what I'm gonna do.
And I made a 3-pointer in the corner, and you said you're done.
Wow.
And I was done. I was done after that.
Wow.
Still young then, man. I could run and do all that back then.
Charity basketball
man,
game.
Talking trash.
Yeah. Yes. We're both in our 50s, so that's definitely glory days.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But it was fun. And you know what? You guys, I don't know what happened, but you had 7 guys, and you ended up coming late because of traffic or something.
No. But our limos broke down. Hold on real quick, Bill. So we get these limos that we're supposed to take up there.
Okay.
Now, these aren't top-of-the-line limos.
Yep, I've been in.
These are old-school limos. Now, when I say old-school, I'm going back to the wing on the hood, of the back, the trunk.
Okay.
Like Herb limo.
Yes, that type of limo.
Okay.
2 of them.
Okay.
One of them overheated on the way up there.
So you all had to get into
We're stuck on the side of the road, right? Stuck on the side of the road. Pouring water in the generator and everything.
Yep.
Had to get there, though, because we're late. Everybody had to pile up in this limo. And these aren't the limo vans. These are like the stretch limo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was not comfortable. Yeah, that was not comfortable.
The 80s stretch limo.
Yes, the 80s stretch limo.
Wow.
Man. Yes. That was awesome.
Well, listen, what I did appreciate, you guys stuck around for the kids for about 2 hours and signed autographs, took pictures. Yeah. That was really cool of you guys.
No. Did Ike talk trash to the kids, too?
No.
Okay, all right.
Only in the PAL games.
There you go. Hey, but that was back in 2000.
Yes.
And I had my picture in the paper guarding Donovan McNabb, who, man, he was a good player. He played for Syracuse.
He did.
And I was fouling the crap out of him in that picture.
Yeah, he was a good player. The crowd used to go nuts because Donovan would really just sort of come in the end of games when games were done. Mm-hmm. Crowd would go nuts when Donovan would come in.
Yeah, because he's starting quarterback. Yeah, like, bring him off the bench.
They treated him like the end of the bench white guy.
Yeah.
I
said too fast.
Yeah.
It's kind of way the cheers went, though. You know, and the manager gets in the game.
Yeah,
right? But
yeah.
He was a good player version of that.
For a high school guy, he was a good player.
Yeah.
But
yeah, Syracuse.
Something tells me, and we used to always mess with him about this. I might wind up bringing it up on one of the Monday shows. Something tells me in order for him to go to Syracuse and play quarterback there, they had to agree to let him play basketball.
Oh, really?
I believe that. So that happens with these 2-star recruits in high school.
Yeah.
You really want him there for football, but he really wants to play basketball too. And they're like, all right, we'll let you play basketball.
Yeah, because I don't think he did his senior year.
No.
Yeah.
I think that was kind of the agreement of him coming to Syracuse.
That's funny.
I think Spike should ask that question, actually.
What is his his wife, Roxy, was
way better than
him. Awesome basketball player. She played for the Syracuse women's team. And she was they had her playing 2 guards. I thought she was a really good guard.
Roxy,
point guard.
Yeah.
Roxy Nurse. Yeah.
I always mess with him. The athletes are on that side of the family.
Yeah.
On her side, because I think her nephew plays in the NHL.
Player.
Yeah, he plays in the NHL.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe Syracuse went to the Final Four when McNabb was there, didn't they?
They did, with John Wallace and Otis
Hill. Yeah, Spike
Hill.
Was there.
Yeah, I was there.
And Spike was to school with him.
Lost in the finals to Kentucky.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a quick Eagles question. I'll let you guys go.
Yep.
Are we pushing the panic button with these injuries we have right now?
I don't think you can.
Not yet.
Yeah, this team's too good.
Yeah.
This team's too good. There's too many other injuries around the NFL.
I will say, for a defense that wasn't necessarily deep in the first place, that's the one thing about last year's defense, is that was depth. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of depth on that team. We don't have the depth on defense this year.
Well, it's a good thing we didn't spend $4 million on Isaiah Rodgers. Or...
By the way, we set a history on the show. I don't know if you guys realize that. What? First time a caller said, Ike, I met you at this thing. And Ike's like, I remember exactly where that was.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It probably was the first time. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yes, what a moment that was.
I actually do remember it.
Yeah. Sounds like a member. The guy broke the backboard playing basketball in a charity game.
Bring that back. Let Coop cook.
Let me tell you, Derek Boyko was so nervous after that.
I'm sure.
Because Boyko was like the coach of the team.
Oh, was he?
He was the coach of the team. So he was responsible for getting us to these places on time and that sort of thing. And that when that backboard broke and that glass was everywhere.
Oh, I'm sure.
I don't even know if they told the Eagles.
Probably
well,
not.
Because you guys would have never played another basketball game.
Yes,
again.
They would have canceled the offseason basketball program. Yeah.
215.
That was a good 3-year run. We did that for 3 years.
Oh, yeah?
3 or 4 years.
Well,
T.O. played with us the first, so we did it all the way up to that year.
Was he good, T.O.?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
That's probably why we had to stop, because he went out there and windmill dunking and everything.
Oh, really?
Man. You're like, dude, you ain't even played a down yet, bro. This is after we just traded for him like 2 months later. And he's out here working out. We're like, man, you can't get injured before we even get you on the practice field.
Well, I think this, I mean, they did this all the way back in the 60s, because that's the night that Wilt allegedly scored 100 was Tommy McDonald was playing in an Eagles basketball game out in Hershey.
Yeah, when Wilt scored 100.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up next,
can't help yourself, can you? Yes.
We have Buzz here for the fantasy.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, okay. Yes.
The afternoon show fantasy football report, that will come up next. Then we'll get you ready for the Phillies. Are Phillies, it's not still raining, is it?
No, it's fine.
This is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.